All right, kind of hurts me to say this, but you know, it's got to happen. Somebody's got to say it.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Nah, I don't know if this is something that absolutely needs to be said here.
For the greater good.
I don't even know what you're trying to say, to be honest.
The NBA should probably go ahead and just raise the white flag on Christmas Day. It ain't gonna happen.
Ugh.
It ain't gonna happen.
Mm.
You know, the NBA released its schedule yesterday. Fantastic Christmas Day games.
Well, remember they talked about the Christmas. They released Christmas Day. Was that last week?
No, I know. But,
well?
but the whole schedule was released. And so now with the NFL games, et cetera, I'm going to give you some NBA games on Christmas Day. Cavaliers at Knicks, Spurs at Thunder,
mm-hmm.
Mavericks at Warriors, Rockets at Lakers, Timberwolves at Nuggets. Damn good slate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn good slate.
Mm-hmm.
One problem. They go against Cowboys at Commanders, Lions at Vikings, Broncos at Chiefs.
All divisional games, too.
And it's the NFL. Like,
that night game is a monster, too.
Dude,
Broncos, Chiefs.
Look, they don't want to admit it. I get it, you know, et cetera. Raise the white flag. You don't own Christmas Day anymore. It's over.
Yeah, they are bullies. Over. The NFL is bullies. Yeah. And they're not wrong. I think it was Roger Goodell was saying that they don't view themselves as a competitor to sports leagues now. They're trying to view themselves as competitors to, like, Apple and Google.
I mean, and it's sad, kind of, because we used to all kind of start watching the league at large on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
There's always great game. The NFL is going to wipe the floor with these games.
I do find it funny, though, that, and I know this is not everybody, so I don't want to paint it with a broad brush, but, like, people want to try and neg the NBA by being like, oh, well, the NFL lasted you. The NFL lasted everything else. Like,
they do.
It's kind of tried to transcend the space of, like, being a sport versus, like, again, trying to be this entity that's much larger.
Yeah. I don't run rap no more. I run the map.
Yeah.
Type deal.
That is absolutely it.
Regardless of who they compete against or what they do, they're going to wipe the floor with the NBA. And it's kind of sad because these are great games. You just got to raise the white flag
good games
and go somewhere else.
The problem is, like, what happens when they come there, too? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that that's not the way that you're
but
not
Christmas
wrong.
Is special and different.
No, sure. But my larger point being, all right, we'll vacate this block because the NFL said they want it. What happens when the NFL comes for the next block? You know what I mean? Like,
what is that block? Is it like a Tuesday on, you know, in you know, I don't know. But Christmas Day is a mark in time. It's a big event.
Sure.
Just sometimes you just got to take the L and move on.
Yeah, but I feel like you got to fight for that one because that one was not just yours. That was yours in a very special way. I'm not saying that you're going to win, but to quote another, we're quoting various media. I will again quote The Wire as I love to. If it's a lie, then we fight on that lie, but we got to fight. Like, that's, I feel like Christmas has got to be
that's
one of those.
That's a losing proposition.
Fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been such a tradition for the NBA for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of crazy for them to just be like, all right, you can have it. It's just, you just got to put the best slate out there.
I don't know if it'd be crazy. It'd be painful. And you'd admit, like, okay, they just own us, you know.
Yeah, I
don't think it'd be crazy.
Yeah, I think the NBA just got to put the best slate of basketball out there, man, and just let the people decide.
Well, they will.
Hope that you have enough basketball fans who are willing to watch that, or hope that the games just happen to stink for the Texans or Cowboys. Cowboys. That's what I wanted to say. There we go. Hope the games seem to stink for the Cowboys and the Vikings, and then you're just gonna have to live with that. That last game is gonna be a banger. There's no way around that one.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
I gotta admit, I am even more steadfast in my belief that the Bill Belichick experiment at North Carolina will not work.
Did you hear the mic up? What you're talking about?
No, actually, I'm talking about something else. What would you say?
It was a mic'd up thing. He's a practice, and I was like, this is not gonna work either, man. It's funny.
Well, it does tie in with that because Chris Vanini of The Athletic, who covers college football very well, reported that Bill Belichick won't headline North Carolina's weekly coaches radio show. He'll do the very first one, but what was previously called Mac Brown Live, obviously Mac Brown was the last guy who held this position as the head coach in North Carolina, will now be called Carolina Football Live, and it'll be mostly the general manager, Michael Lombardi, who will be the show's headliner every week.
Hmm.
And the reason why I lean into the idea that I don't think that this is going to work, I understand that the college football landscape is changing, and you're having more of these kind of front offices built to help manage the player acquisition and the money aspect. There's a lot more that goes into being you know, running a mm-hmm. program. But you still got to have the head man be the face of this.
Yes.
And the idea, I mean, I don't think college football is going to change so much that it becomes something that is or something entirely different than what it is, which is the man at the top is still the man at the top, and he is the face of this.
Yeah.
And having your guy in Bill Belichick kind of not want to be that in, I mean, college football, especially in the South, mm-hmm. as North Carolina barely is.
Yeah.
You need that coach. You need that accessibility. You need that kind of thing, that man that people are believing in some way. And it feels like he's just kind of – he's absconding with this, and, like, the entirety of North Carolina is just saying, we are not going to lean into what college football is. And I just don't think that college football is a place where that works.
It isn't. You know, the coach is this obviously the face of the program, but oftentimes the governor of the state. – And for him to, you know, not do that is interesting. I thought it was going to be his son. But Lombardi has broadcasting experience and all that. So
I mean, yeah. He does. Yeah. And I don't think that that's inherently like a bad thing that he's coming with that.
But it is a sign. But
people want to hear from coach.
Yeah.
People want to hear from the coach. Like, that is the guy who you're putting your belief in, that guy. Even if he's going to build a staff in any other place, it's still kind of all on his name. It's mm-hmm. all on his credit. And he's not continuing to build that with the fan base.
No, I agree. I agree.
I find that to be deeply odd and upsetting. And maybe I'm just being too nostalgic, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to work mm-hmm. at all.
I got to confess, I felt so bad for this driver yesterday. So I was leaving the parking lot yesterday, and it was a driver kind of at the edge of the street trying to bust a right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was clearly taking her time and taking a long time, to the point the car directly behind her started honking like crazy. Beep!
Yeah.
And then just hurry up and zoomed around the car to make a right before her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is this car doing? And like, why is he? So the car that was trying to turn plastered all over the car, student driver. I felt so bad for that student driver. I'm like, man, why are you being a jerk blowing the horn like that? It was clear as day that it was a student driver in that car. And so
that's a jerk.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. I understand everybody got a little road rage in them.
That poor student driver's terrified.
She was terrified. I pulled up next to her. We met up at the same light. Yeah. She had the tunnel vision.
10 and 2.
Man, she looked so nervous, man. I wanted her to peek over towards me so I could
give her a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm like, it's all right. Don't let that jerk. If I wanted to roll out in the window, be like, don't pay attention. Nobody else. You focus on the road.
That's a special kind of jerk.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is a special like, kind you, of jerk.
Like, it's one thing if somebody was on their phone and wasn't paying attention. You go ahead.
Well, sure, we all do that.
but damn, this was a student. It said it all over the car. It was clear as day as a student driver. I'm like, why are you being such a jackass over this, man?
I mean, it's funny, but it's sad. You know, it's one of those, you know, like, come on, man, don't do that.
Yeah, I felt so bad for that student driver,
and
man.
And imagine, like, if it was, like, her first time behind the wheel, you know, with the instructor or whatever.
I ain't going to lie. It had to be her first time.
Yeah.
Because you could tell she was going, like, 20 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and she was kind of swerving a little bit.
Yeah.
But when I pulled up, she was just serious face, wasn't looking left
white
or right.
In the wheel.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just like, man, I felt so bad for her, man.
That's awful.
I will say, though, that feels like one of those, you got dropped into the deep end. I hope that ends up being beneficial for her, mm-hmm. right? Because I feel like that can go one of two ways. She just learns that, oh, man, this is the deep end and I got to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's traumatized forever and that she ends up being one of those people that's like, I would rather not drive.
Yeah.
Drive, please. I'd appreciate
it. Yeah,
she
might be scarred.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of my first time with mm-hmm. I had a student drive with the driving school
mm-hmm.
and they had to do the hours, the courses of driving with a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And man, this lady, I forgot her name. I wish I could remember her name, but she older lady.
Yeah.
She had me all over the place. She was going over her girlfriend's house to pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
I was all in the hood. She was just like, oh yeah. She was all on the phone.
Picking up her laundry. I mean, her dry cleaning.
Yes, make her left right here.
Yeah.
Pull up to this house right here.
I need a hamburger.
Yeah. Hey girl, like, yeah, I'm doing a little student driving for him. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
From the 832, they said they own a driving school, and it's absolutely a thing. What?
That sucks.
People are jerks to student drivers, man, all the time. Why?
I always let it go. Yes. Every time I see it, man, yeah, I'm like, you know what? I don't care how crazy they drive. I'm not. I'm gonna be cool.
Yeah, you have to. We've all been there, too, of course.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. Yeah.
See, I have a certain feeling like this. They said their first time with a student instructor, or driving instructor, rather, was getting on 225 and going to the Ship Channel Bridge during 5 p.m. Ooh, traffic.
Oh, man.
Gosh, that's a tough one.
That got to be tough learning how to drive in Houston, too. Oh. Your very first time.
Yeah, high that Ship Channel Bridge.
Yeah.
But if you can drive here,
yes,
you can make it anywhere.
You'll be all right. You'll be good. Nothing else will faze you.
New York might get you a little bit, too, because just how crowded it is and confusing. But, nah, if you could drive here, you can make it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said he wasn't being a jerk. He was teaching her a life lesson.
Oh, God.
Nah.
Man, he had to let that go, man.
Let it go.
Yeah, once you get on the street, then zoom on past. Mm-hmm. But, nah, you don't blow the horn like a crazy man.
When's the last time you used your horn?
Well, I use it all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're that guy?
No, not like totally to be a jerk, but like mostly at stoplights. You know, because they're texting it. You know, I do. Maybe. How you use your horn is very key.
Why don't we have two horns? We should have like the, I'm trying to let you know something, and then just like, hey.
Just alert type of horn.
And I always feel bad when I try to just do the little tap, and it's longer than it, like I'm being a jerk. I'm like, well, sorry. I was really just trying to get you.
No, have you ever hit the horn by mistake?
Yeah.
You wasn't even trying to hit the horn?
Yeah.
And you just, beep.
Oh, my bad.
You were like, oh, I'm so sorry. I ain't want no smoke with you. We good. Yeah. You ain't do nothing wrong.
All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got the schedule releases Lopez was mentioning. Let's get to some of the big takeaways for the Rockets, and also a piece of audio that has given me that's kind of reaffirmed some excitement that I have about this Rockets team this year. Let's talk about that next.